Item number six, from the Labor Relations Specialist, Department of Labor Relations, requesting ratification of the 2012 and 2013 Memoranda of Agreement between Milwaukee County and the Association of Milwaukee County Attorneys. This item was laid over on July 18th, 2013, and on September 19th, 2013.
Mr. Grady?
Obviously, I'm not the labor relations director, but I can try and answer questions if there are any. I just say that this item plus the next four items are essentially identical. They're the five new collective bargaining agreements with the five certified bargaining, non-public safety worker certified bargaining units that contain the 1.5% pay raise retroactive to May.
I guess we'll go ahead, Supervisor Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, I move to adopt item number six.
I guess there were, earlier this year there were questions raised about alleged illegal negotiations. So, given the fact that we are now adopting contracts with some of these groups, do you have any thoughts on some of those comments from the past? Not that you made them, but others made them.
Mr. Chairman, I guess I would say that these five collective bargaining agreements were bargained under the direction of the county executive. He was given that authority as part of Act 14. And they are consistent with Act 10 as adopted by the legislature. Obviously, the county board did not complete. The county board did not reach any collective bargaining agreements with any of these unions at any time prior to this. I'm not sure if I'm answering your question, but.
Well, you're probably doing this as well as you wanted to.
I object to that comment.
I didn't make that comment. I mean, I just as I recall, it was a while ago, and there were lots of accusations thrown around by members of the board, by a member of the board, by various media outlets about illegal negotiations with all these unions, and as you just said, the county executive was under the law undertaking to negotiate with these unions, correct?
Well, since Act 14 was adopted, that's correct. The problem I see in responding directly to your question is it really invites me to comment on closed session. And I think everyone who's tried to make comments about what happened in approximately April of this year is really commenting on closed session. And other than the people who are in closed session, nobody else really knows what happened in closed session. And so I guess I don't want to be commenting on closed session in open session either. So
I guess. I mean, Pandora's box got opened, though.
True. To some extent. But
And I mean, that was the box I found myself in. People made accusations about me and others. And I said, well, I can't comment about what happened in closed session while others violated that. So we don't have to discuss it. Okay, Mr. Bob, thanks for joining us. So do we have any more? Supervisor Jersey.
I do have a question. And this will, I think, apply to every single one of these contracts with regard to what we just did in item 5. Could you tell me how that relates to the contracts that we're now going to ratify? As I understand it, these were very limited agreements consistent with what Act 10 allowed the county to do in terms of negotiations. And I would like you to tell me how what we just did in number 5 relates to what we're doing with regard to these agreements.
Mr. Chairman, under Act 10, which we are following as adopted by the legislature, these five unions are limited in their negotiation subjects to base wages only, increases in base wages only. And so these contracts address only that. The prior item, item 5, preserved benefits, pay policies, transfer policies, all kinds of other kinds of policies that were in the collective bargaining agreements for these five unions until the board has the ability and the time, desire to make changes in those policies. And you will notice, I don't have it in front of me, in the item 5, the resolution that was just adopted or recommended for adoption, it exempts from the prior CBAs, exempts from inclusion, the wage sections of those ordinances, generally speaking. I mean, it gets complicated because every collective bargaining agreement is written a little bit differently. But so you have not taken, you would not be taking inconsistent policies by adopting the item in number 5 and by adopting items 6 through 10. I'm sorry, I'm not sure I explained that very well, but.
No, that helps. Thank you.
Any further on item 6? If not, could you take the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Yeah.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Excused.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to adopt prevails.
Can we just temporarily excuse...